Today, we're talking to Maxwell. Maxwell is 7 years old.
He loves animals, video games, imagination games, dinosaurs, and chocolate.
He has a big brother, and they live in Texas, part of the time with their mom and Travis, and part of the time at their dad's house. I'm Aiden Nipom.
I'm Amelia Nipom.
And this is the Changed Podcast Kids.
Hope you like today's episode.
Welcome to the Changed Podcast Kids. How are you, Maxwell?
Good.
How's life in Texas?
Good.
What's really special to you?
What's special to me is Stuffies.
What's your favorite part about Stuffies?
I just feel like they're alive.
Yeah, so do I. Like, actually.
Yeah.
If your stuffies could talk to you, what do you think they would say?
I don't know.
Maybe they would say, like,
"Hello, Maxwell. I am a stuffed toy."
I don't think they would say stuffed toy.
Well, they would say that they're, like, alive or something.
What's something that makes you feel really happy?
When everyone else is happy.
Oh, that's so sweet.
What makes you happy when other people are happy? What about that makes you feel so happy?
It's just that everyone's getting along good and they're all having a good time, and I'm happy because they're happy and I want them to have a good time.
That's a good answer.
I love that answer.
What's the biggest thing that has ever happened to you?
Once I hit a park truck when I was biking, like, I was very, like, skin was peeled off my knee. And part of it, you might actually still be able to see it, maybe, if...
I see a little bit of it.
Wow, that sounds like it was really scary.
Yep, and, like, I sit there and I was like, Travis is getting us or we're living here for, like an hour, I think. And eventually I got in the double bike so Mom could get me home, and Sebastian was forced to ride my small bike, and he tried to make this excuse to get it out of it, and I would break his bike, and then Mom said, if I don't break it, you won't break it, and she didn't break it, so she was proved wrong.
Wow. What do you think the lesson is from having had that experience?
Watch where you in front of you.
Wait, I'm sorry, what was that? One more time?
Look in front of you.
That's a good lesson, to look ahead. Yeah. Do you ride bikes still after having a bike crash like that?
Yes. Very often.
What was something that helped you feel brave after having a crash like that?
Getting home and getting through it.
What's something that you wish people would know about you that maybe they don't know?
I don't think I have an answer to that one.
Fair enough.
I don't think I have an answer to that one.
What's something that you've changed your mind about? Like, you thought one thing or you used to like something and then now you don't?
I used to like art and now I don't like it anymore. And I just don't know why. It just happened.
I can relate to that.
Yeah? You've changed your mind about something?
Kind of. Like, I used to hate math. Like, I always tried to skip doing math.
Like, the addition kind of math. Like,
no,
4
I can
plus
do
8, like that.
What changed your mind about art, or how have you changed your mind?
I don't know why, but it just happened.
It just happened. Okay.
Well, also, maybe it's because I'm just saying this. It might not be the real reason, but maybe it's because it got a little bit too hard.
So, you know, I'm not talking about art class. I just do art on my own, and I just don't like doing it anymore.
What else seems like stuff you don't like?
I don't think there's much.
much.
It's just hard to think of much. I know I don't like it. I know there's probably like a bunch of things that I don't like. It's just hard to think of them.
But like you just haven't discovered them yet?
No.
I think it's kind of cool because you gave us a long list of things you like, but it's hard to think of things that you don't like. So that's pretty cool. What do you think about that?
Yeah. And so something reminded me of this, and I don't know what. It was about a water park, and so my mom's a scaredy cat, and so there's a slide called the boomerang, where you went down a slide really fast, and then for one part you're in air for like a second and a half, and then like you go up this big thing that goes really tall, and then you go back down like on the float, and like we were like, yay, more really fun. And the mom was like, no, we are not doing that.
What?
And so we, and you know what the funniest thing is? So you're supposed to only be allowed to go with an adult, but Sebastian's height was big enough so that he was allowed to say he was just an adult even though he was only 9 years old. And so only him and me were able to go in on the boomerang.
Oh my gosh. What did you learn from that?
That moms are scared of the fun things.
I see that your mom is there with you. Can we meet your mom really quick, Mel?
Hi. That was our first water park this summer, and they had so much fun, and they loved how scared I was. That was like half the fun for them.
Like, and guess what?
What?
So, you know what? The last time I think about this before this was like there was a cup. We brought a cup from that beach as a memory. And like the words on it were Bahama Beach because that was the name of the water park. But it was half faded away. I was like, this reminds me of the boomerang because that's what happened to Mom's soul.
Wait, did you just say because that's what happened to Mom's soul?
Yeah.
It half left my body on the boomerang.
That is crazy.
So, what's the next one?
All right.
What inspired you to do this?
To do what?
To do the Change Podcast Kids.
I just like being in front of people and, you know.
Have you ever been famous on like a TV show or something?
I've never been like a TV show or anything. This is my first time being on something that a lot of people will see.
Yeah.
Do you have a message you would like to share to the world?
Silence.
That's pretty deep. Silence. Maxwell, I really want to thank you and your mama for letting you come talk to us today. All right, we're going to take off.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we just had a conversation with Maxwell, and I want to know from you, what did you think about that?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So something I liked that he said was, when he told us that story about the water park and how he and his brother was tall enough, even though he was only 9, to be like a grown up and they got to go on the water slide without mom, who was scared. I was curious what you thought about that story.
After when he told us that like their mom's soul was left there.
Oh yeah. What was that?
It freaked me out. I was not happy about that story.
It scared you?
Yes.
But we could see his mom. Did she look like she didn't have a soul? I don't think
she... You don't want to know the answer.
What would you do if I was really scared of something?
I would reassure you the most I could to make you scared. Not scared enough, you know, like one of those times where like you had to reassure me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
I like that. You're a thoughtful kid like that.
And I'm only 8 3/4.
So a theme that I was thinking about during this conversation was the theme of being brave. I think when people have to change something they don't like, they have to be brave. What do you think?
I don't think that all the time, because if you be brave too much, that means you won't have any fears in life and life will just seem boring. Because if you don't have any fears in life, then you don't really get to experience stuff that you need to learn.
You think fears help us learn important things?
Yes, because just for instance, say I was, remember when I was nervous, so nervous of being on this?
Yeah.
I got to learn from it and know that that this is amazing and I love this so much, even though this is our first interview.
Awesome. Well, you asked Maxwell a question that I really liked, but I want to hear your answer, which is, do you have a message for the world?
Yes.
What's your message?
My message to the world, even though the world is also probably going to be listening to this, is how would you experience things in life if they went wrong when you made them right?
So, if you have an experience in life...
Like, for instance, what if, like, I did a dance party and then I regretted it,
yeah,
but, like, still, everybody wanted to do it, like that type.
Like that, so something that goes wrong.
But, like, you regret doing it.
And you regret doing it.
But you still do it anyway, to be brave.
That's a good place to be brave.
Yeah.
That's a good message. Because sometimes it's like that, right? You think you want to do something and then it doesn't turn out the way it's supposed to.
Like, remember that time when I didn't want to do, when I really wanted to do something, then I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
Which time?
I don't remember. But I know it was like one time.
Like the time you didn't want to wear pants? Instead of shorts, I mean. I don't mean like in general.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Or like when you get a new pair of shoes and you look at them and you're like, love these and they're so exciting. And then you go to put them on at home and they don't feel good on your feet, like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What's a good piece of advice for other kids who go through that? Because we all go through that sometimes.
I would reassure them to let them know it's okay. This isn't probably really gonna happen.
Do you have any questions for me after our conversation with Maxwell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a message you would like to share to the world?
Oh, that's a bad question. Yeah. I think the message that I took away from this conversation that I think is worth sharing with the world is that sometimes things don't turn out the way you expect them to. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's scary. And sometimes it's just plain disappointing. But whatever it is, just hang in there. Just hang in there. Be a little bit brave and embrace your fears. I was inspired by Maxwell's story of getting back on the bicycle, even though he got hurt when he fell off the bicycle. He said once he got home and he realized he was okay, he was able to go back and get on a bicycle again in the future. And now he rides his bike all the time. I thought that was really inspiring. This special mini-series featuring conversations with kids, we are pushing out to you the minute we record them, which means sometimes there's a week or two in between episodes. To make sure you never miss a conversation, be sure to like and subscribe. That way you'll be the first to know when a new episode is ready for you. What did you think of this episode?
Let us know what you think down in the comments.
Thank you for listening or watching The Changed Podcast Kids. I'm Aiden Nipom.
I'm Amelia Nipom Hart.
And we wish you the kind of experiences in life you're excited to tell stories about.